ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum.
Moon day. Do you have a bad case of the moon days?
I don't either. Just the opposite.
I like Mondays. Mondays is like a nice, sweet, fresh start of the week. Tuesdays are when I usually don't like it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Use it as a buffer day.
What, Monday?
A Monday, yeah, just to say.
It's just you have excitement coming
transition,
back.
Transition, right.
You know, it's like, I've had a nice little weekend. Nice to get back to work, a fresh start for the week. And then by Tuesday, I'm...
cashed it in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm just cashed.
Yep. Did you see what Ariana Grande said, Wendy?
About her former loves?
Well, because of her former loves. Ariana Grande, considered by many to be one of our generation's greatest philosophers, says... True love doesn't exist.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Isn't that sad? How old is she? She's in her early 20s, right?
Yeah.
You can't say that, no matter what age you are. But true love exists. True love exists at every turn.
She just hasn't found it yet.
I think the problem, whenever she and I talk, I always tell her this. I say, Ariana Grande, here's the problem, is that... you were too anxious to be in love, and you can't be too anxious for it to happen. It just has to happen organically. But she and Pete Davidson, they met each other, and then they announced like 20 minutes later that they're going to get married, and they had tattoos of each other put all over themselves. You can't do that. You got to pace yourself.
Whirlwind is fun, okay? You think back of it.
It's fun, but it's not realistic.
No.
And you can't declare that true love doesn't exist just because you're no longer going to get married to Pete Davidson. That's not how
that was never going to happen.
No, in my head, as I'm doing like what'll probably happen, I said, you know when they'll find out that they don't love each other? Like 3 weeks into their marriage. They'll get married and then they'll go, oh, what do we do? We don't know what we're doing. But they didn't even get married. They fell in love, talked about it, and then all of a sudden it just fell apart.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe I'm a little nosy, but don't you want to know what happened with he and Larry David's daughter, Cassie? Because they were together for quite some time. It sure seemed like it.
Right.
And they seemed more of a match for one another. And then all of a sudden this pop star glam diva comes in.
Right.
I know Cassie and Pete broke up, and then Ariana was on the show, and Pete kind of met her there. Is he going to date Claire Foy now? Because he seemed to have a nice little...
I don't think he just automatically dates whoever the guest star is now. I don't think so.
I can't stop thinking about Colin...
He didn't date Steve Carell after Steve was the host.
Because Steve's married.
Oh, right.
If he was single, perhaps that would have happened.
For a little while.
I love Steve Carell with his gray hair. I just love him.
Mm-hmm. Very lovable.
I forgot what I was going to say.
All right. Can you call everybody later?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Here's what it says here in the story about Ariana Grande and her belief that true love doesn't exist. This is from the Huffington
Post.
That, you know what? You say that, but that is sad. Like if one of my daughters came to me and they said, Dad, the more I think about it, I don't think that true love exists. That would crush me. I'd go, of course it exists.
You just haven't found it yet.
Right. My wife and I are involved. We're involved in a true love situation. We've been in true love for many, many years. We don't have each other's names tattooed on our bodies. I just remember her name. When I see her, I go,
that's odd.
It's Terry, right? And she'll go, yeah, it's Bill. And I go, yeah, it's Bill and Terry. Sometimes Terry and Bill. We don't have Bill. A lot of couples have billing. You know, a lot of couples go, oh, Wendy and Jim are coming over. We don't have billing. We just, sometimes Terry's name is first, sometimes mine is first.
I usually put Jim first.
Do you normally? Yeah.
Like if I'm signing a card.
Jim and James Spader.
Jim and Jim.
James and Jim. The Thank You Next singer, Ariana Grande, shared her cynicism on Twitter and had an interesting reason for it. You're bitter when you're hungry, says Ariana Grande. The pop star tweeted her feelings about romance over the weekend following the release of her Thank You Next video. The song includes shout-outs to ex-boyfriends, which include former fiancé Pete Davidson. Actually, I don't want no next, she wrote.
So no one after him.
Yeah, and isn't that sad?
I don't want a new boyfriend.
Well, she's going to...
She's full of it.
Come on, Ariana Grande. Think about it. You're not done with guys, with falling in love. That's not going to happen. She'll be in love again.
This is the stuff I don't like about her. I didn't want to like her because of this kind of behavior. But then when you see her, she's very pretty talented. Funny, too. Yeah. And she's got such a great voice that she sucks me in.
Yep.
But then it's this stupid talk that makes me not like her to begin with.
Right. Right. She then wrote, Ariana Grande wrote, "True love doesn't exist. Hope you're having a great day." Oh, the diffuser at the end is what kills me. Because she didn't mean that last part. Think about what a huge statement you just made, Ariana Grande. Let's just say AG from now on, because it takes me too long to say Ariana Grande. Think about what a huge statement you just made. True love doesn't exist. Don't put the cherry on the sundae with "hope you're having a great day," because you can't have a great day if that's what you believe, that true love doesn't exist.
Well, you could read it as "hope you're having a great day."
Oh, maybe. But then I would either underline "your" or put it in all caps.
Or italicize it?
No, I don't italicize. I don't. Grande deleted the post, tweeting a funny excuse for her lovelorn self. "True love might exist. I was just hungry," she wrote.
Hangry. That's what happens. She said she's bitter when she's hungry.
"But still, comma, F that," she added. Wendy, these kids have potty mouths. When we were kids, our performers, our Nanette Febreze, they wouldn't talk like this.
Nanette Febre. Any relation to Shelley?
Yeah, it's her aunt.
Oh, thank you. I knew you'd know.
Yeah, but no relation to Febreze. Although, if they had Febreze that smelled like Nanette Febre, I'd be all over that.
You've got to stop.
I would be all over. I'd buy myself a lifetime supply. All right, I just wanted to say, as much as I like Ariana Grande, and I do, and I don't think I'm her target audience, Wendy. I'll be honest with you.
No, you're not.
Do you think I am? I don't think I am.
I guess
I think they want to skew slightly younger than me, and
she sure is pretty, though.
She's very pretty. She does, you know what impression she does that really impresses me? Jennifer Lawrence. She did that on Saturday Night Live. She did a great job. I've never seen anyone even attempt a Jennifer Lawrence impression. Ariana Grande doesn't just try it. She nails it. I could see where Pete Davidson is like in the wings of the stage watching, and he goes, "Well, there's something. There's a girl who does a Jennifer Lawrence out of nowhere." I could see where he'd be smitten with that.
He'd be smitten because she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like she's the one who's like, "Hey, maybe we should go out."
You think she asked him out?
Or he asked her out, but thinking it wasn't going to happen.
She's not going to say yes. This is Ariana Grande. She's not going to say yes. "Hey, do you want to go to the malt shop?" That's where the kids go now. "Do you want to go to the malt shop with me, Ariana Grande?" "Yeah, I'll go." What? That would throw you, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, "Wait, how did that happen?"
I don't know how that happened. But you were so worried about it. Like, I don't want to see him hurt.
I don't want to see anyone get hurt.
You said that about Colin Jost, too.
I mean that.
He's been seeing Scarlett Johansson for quite some time, and they certainly don't really publicize that at all. They do
I've seen them at events together. There's pictures of them together at events and stuff.
There was, you know how they, for the holidays, they usually have them ice skating at Rockefeller Center or wherever the ice rink is.
Yeah.
I think it was last year that they were holding hands.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
On the show? Or
it's
where?
Like at the very end when they ended early so they could get everybody out to the ice skating rink.
That's a tradition they've done on SNL since the very first year of Saturday Night Live. They go down to 30 Rock to the ice rink downstairs and they skate during the closing credits.
Right.
It's very
nice. It is pretty cool. Instead of, you know, saying their goodbyes on stage. And I saw Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson.
Holding hands.
She was on for like a brief appearance on that episode.
Yeah. She sometimes plays Ivanka Trump.
Yes. That was exactly it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of surprised you're not really, they're not flitting about and having a lot of stuff written about them. I mean, seriously.
So do you think that's by choice or
it's
gotta be, right?
I think it's a meaningful relationship and they don't wanna, you know,
jinx it.
No, I don't believe in jinxing.
That's jinxing it.
No, they just don't wanna be the fodder of people's comments.
Yeah.
Or they don't want
people like you and me. They don't wanna be subject matter for us. Right, blame them.
Because it's for reals. It's not
you,
like...
So do you think they will get married?
Oh, my God.
Now, when she gets married, you could almost use an egg timer to decide how long that wedding will last.
That's not nice.
She doesn't stay married long.
Who has she been married to?
Perry Como for a couple of years.
That's sickening. That is just not funny. It's disturbing. I'm glad you amused yourself.
You said from day one when Scarlett Johansson and Perry Como hooked up, I don't approve of this. And I said, Wendy, they're in love. These kids, I just said kids, but only one of them was a kid. These people are in love. You didn't believe me.
Ryan Reynolds she went out with?
No, she was married to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
She's been married a couple times.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you be leery if you met a guy? Let's say you met a guy. For this particular story, in the universe that this story exists in, you and Jimmy don't know each other. You've never been married to Jimmy. So you meet a guy at a mixer. You're at a mixer.
When would I go to a mixer?
For the story. You meet this guy at a mixer, and he seems to have everything going for him. He's handsome. He's successful. He's got a nice car. He might even have a boat. I don't know. He might have a boat. Here's the thing, though. He's been married 4 times.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Because why?
Well, because...
Damaged goods.
In my head, I'd be going, well, the 5th time's a charm.
Yeah.
But then I would think, you know, someone who, I don't know, I feel like if you get, I don't know, I can't answer. I can only answer for me. If you got divorced, I can't imagine you'd get married again.
Wait, say that
I don't
again?
Feel like I would do that. First of all, I don't have to worry about it because I'm not getting divorced.
No,
but
it's
if
just
I got a divorce,
it's a parallel universe story.
But if I got a divorce, I wouldn't get married again.
One and out. You
yeah.
would never get married again.
No, because, I mean, he's the guy for me. So if I couldn't make it work with him...
Who else stands a chance?
Yeah,
right?
That's how I would feel.
Ah,
I'm not
I
saying
it.
I wouldn't date, but I wouldn't get married again.
But in this story, you had never been married, but you meet a guy, like I said, 0 for 4. He's been married 4 times, been divorced 4 times. Because when you say to yourself...
Was it Richard Burton?
Ooh. No. Was it Lance Burton, the magician?
That changes everything.
Was it Burton Cummings?
Oh, I would marry Burton Cummings in a minute.
Even a Burton Cummings who'd been married 4 times and divorced 4 times?
Because he's Burton Cummings.
I don't think you give it to him just because of that. Because I told you, I have one of my friends has been married he's my age. He's exactly my age. He's a year older than me. He has been married and divorced 3 times and then almost married a 4th time. And she, at the last minute, went, I don't think this is good.
I don't understand why he would keep getting married then.
Here's what he told me. He loves falling in love.
Well, then you can still fall in love without being married. Can't you be in love? I mean, you think back of the very first time you started dating Terry, because I was thinking about this with Jim. It was awkward and dorky, you know? It's like you were nervous around them. I didn't want to show them, you know, girls don't like to have their appetite on the first couple of dates. We went to Club Lucky in Bucktown for one of our first dates. And I was like, oh, bets are off. I'm eating this pasta. It's good.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's kind of nervous, you know, if you burp in front of them. It's just all nerve wracking. But then you think back and what is the absolute best time of your relationship? Right then and there when you're getting to know each other. That is the, like, you know, your heart's pounding.
Better than now?
I think it's different than now.
Oh, different. Yeah, but not, you said better. I don't know if it's better.
That's when all the spark was happening, where you got butterflies in your stomach every time you knew you were going to see them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not that that goes away, but it certainly diminishes in intensity.
See, I don't think it diminishes. It changes.
You still get butterflies in your stomach every time you see Terry?
Yes. I do.
Well, good for you guys.
I definitely do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do.
Does she?
No.
Because I mean, you get it, like, for certain events, like if I'm at a wedding with Jim and, you know, he grabs my hand, it's like, oh, you get that little jolt again, you know? But it's not... When you first start seeing someone, it's so awkward, but it's also just the most exciting time because you're getting to know them. It's not that it gets worse, because it certainly doesn't get worse. You get comfortable with one another, but it's that discovering, oh my God, he does this. Oh, I love the way he sleeps when he does that. And now it's just like,
you know. You saw him sleep before you got married?
Yes, that was.
What?
If he snored, I wasn't going to marry him. Although then he began snoring.
The second you got married?
No, like it took a while. I was the one snoring on our wedding night. I had too much to drink. But
all right, let me give you an example. Saturday night, we had four friends over for dinner, right? So as our friends all leave, Terry gives me this giant hug, and she goes, "I'm so glad I'm married to you."
How drunk was she?
She wasn't drunk.
Judy's here with us.
She goes, I am so glad I'm married to
you. That's really sweet.
And I said, because? And she goes, because you make the night go smoothly. She goes, anytime there's conversation, you know when to jump in, you know how to. She goes, and every story you tell. And she just went on and on and on. And like, aww. I'm tearing up. And I said, I was thinking, because I was, I go, several times during the night, I would look over at her, and she's just like so into the night, you know, like we cleaned all day and we made the house look great and stuff like that. And it was a lot of work, you know, to have these. And I said, boy, so many times during the night, I looked over at you and I thought, well, I'm like the luckiest guy in the world because.
All right. Look now at, I'm going to throw up in my mouth. You two are kind of.
No, but you weren't in for the first part of this.
All right. I will say this. I was saying the most important, the most exciting part of a relationship. Like when I think back on when Jim and I first started dating, it's the butterflies in the stomach getting to see him all the time. And it's like, it's all new. You're both experiencing something new for the first time. And I said the butterflies in the stomach, and Bill's like, you think that's better than what you have now? And I'm like, no, it's different. I mean, we know each other. And
right.
It's different, but I don't think it's better. I loved
the early
version.
He said he still gets butterflies. I said, when you see Terry, do you get butterflies in your stomach?
Absolutely.
You should see a doctor.
You know,
maybe you have a tapeworm.
I might have a tapeworm.
Yeah, tapeworm.
But I still get, like, Jim put up the Christmas tree. We have a new puppy, and I'm sorry that I'm worried about the dog chewing the tree. We have this gorgeous, giant tree time Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Jim lugged it up from the basement, and we put it in our front room instead of the family room. And we assembled it, you hit the little button and all the lights come on, and we sat there and I'm like, thank you so much. I'm sorry I put up a big fight. I just thought it would be easier to put up our smaller tree this year. Thanks for doing it. You saved Christmas. And I love him, and I, you know, maybe I had a little, you know, good feeling in my stomach, but it's not like I get butterflies in my stomach when I come home from work and it's like, hey, what'd you do today? You didn't do the dishes? That's the stuff I say to him. Butterflies every day. I don't think butterflies are meant to stay in your tummy that long. I'm glad they do.
But if they do, that's awesome. A good thing. Yeah.
I do. I really do. Honestly.
Is your wife listening?
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't know how to listen to the stream.
No.
Well, that's Bill. I'm teasing. I didn't know Terry was that bad.
Yeah, I bet she could figure it out.
No, you two are two peas in a pod.
She's got a podcast of Mike and Mike that she listens to during this.
She gets butterflies for them.
Just the one mic.
I think it's sweet, and I'm not. I really am not.
It's like,
but it's
huge.
Can I just tell you this though? And I'm not faulting you, and maybe I am a little jealous, but I've not heard of anyone ever saying that every time they see their significant other. Every time,
not even Singer. Just knowing that I'm like seriously knowing that she'll be somewhere. It's like that. I go, wow.
Don't you know? I know couples like that.
I don't.
I do.
I don't.
You're not looking.
Yeah, that could
there
be
are
it.
Certain couples you just know are, you know, they were just made for each other. Yeah. Other couples, it's, you know, we're still made for each other, but it's more of a struggle.
Yeah.
It's just harder.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Have it easy, so you should cherish.
I am the luckiest guy in the world.
Yes.
I really am. There's no doubt about it.
Like, how many guys don't say that?
The best thing I like about working with Bill is he's not your typical guy and I'm not your typical girl, and it really works.
Yeah.
Because you really are not the typical guy.
No.
I truly enjoy working with you.
Oh, thank you.
You two together do form
one whole person.
A special union. No, you're not one. I would not say one whole person. One whole something.
Way shy of a whole person.
He's the sensitive side.
Right.
But I come off harder, but inside I'm more of a marshmallow center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
She's
and Judy,
weak.
Where do you fit into this
weak
equation?
Being, you know what I mean?
No, right. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
What are you? Does it really matter?
No.
Anymore you where can't. I fit in?
No.
Wow. Yeah, I heard the big announcement.
Yeah, because I'm leaving.
on the Ro Khan show, mm-hmm. and he had lovely things to say about you.
He did. Thank God.
Can we take a break and then talk about this?
Someone did.
Because I've tried.
Yeah, let's take a break so you guys can gather your thoughts.
Well, I've tried to talk you out of this. Yes. I don't want you to leave. No, Wendy doesn't want. We don't want you to leave.
Signed, sealed, delivered. There's no take backs. That's the thing with this. It's no take backs.
All right, we're going to continue to try to talk you out of it when we return. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN.
This is our last Monday of work.
It's our last Monday for the year for 2018.
It is? You're not here next week?
No. I have a doctor's appointment and Bill's driving
me. Color.
Oh, but and Bill's driving you, your significant other.
We're just not here next Monday, then we're here. But starting the 17th, we're on vacay, baby.
Yeah, till January. Now, your news is far less pleasant than that.
Yes.
Should we do the real news first and then?
Or it's more exciting than
that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm kind of jealous of you in a weird way.
It's not pleasant for us, your friends.
Yeah, I know, but.
Judy Pilak's days at WGN are coming to a close. You announced this on Ro's show on Friday, but for people who didn't hear, you're leaving.
Yes.
At the end of the year.
I took a buyout and I'm out the door.
Yeah, and through the window, as they say in It's Wonderful Life.
Yes. I'm looking, it's a new adventure for me. I mean, let's face it, I'm kind of at the top of my game here.
You are.
I'm walking away from a really cush job, but I've been here 32 years.
At one radio station, which is unheard of.
Yes, it really is when you think about it. Doing, you know, I love it. I love what I do, but it's time for a change.
Yeah.
I want to do something else. What that is, I don't yet know.
See, and I admire that in you because this is the only thing I know how to do, and I'm not ready to hit that reset button, and you are. It's like, mm-hmm. the world is my oyster. I'll see where it brings me, and I am very envious of that free spirit in you.
You might get there one day. It's just, it's all timing, right?
Yeah,
it's just,
that's
I've been
true.
Thinking about it, and yeah. The funny thing is, I think about it a lot, but I don't really have a specific ideas, so... That's the only scary part.
You just know it'll be something different.
Right.
But you don't
know
what.
It'll be something fabulous and different. And I don't know what.
News related or not necessarily?
I don't know, maybe. It could be.
She needs a lot of attention. So you have
I
to
do.
Find a job where people fawn all over you.
Yes.
Would you coach the Bulls if they asked you to?
With Hochberg? Except
Hoiberg.
He went down to $3 million. No, $30 million. Yeah, for the money I would.
Yeah.
How hard is it? Get out there and put the ball in the basket.
Right. That's it. Don't miss free throws.
Yeah.
That's why they're called free throws.
Exactly. Practice more.
Do the opposite of Shaquille.
That's what I would yell out when they miss it. What? Did you practice this week? I mean, come on.
You'd be a great coach based on that.
I think I would be. Oh. Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, this is, I know it's happy news because you're going on to something better, but.
It's happy news because I decided. I'm walking
that's true.
Away.
Right.
You
have the control.
No one's pushing me out. No one's telling me. It's not like I need to.
Yeah.
I like that. I like walking out of here on my own terms.
Right. But boy, 32 years.
32 years.
That's a long
now,
time.
If I stayed and retired here, it'd be 40 years. I don't like the sound of that.
You don't seem to be old enough to have been.
I know, right? Look at me.
Yeah. Yep.
Good God.
But I am. I didn't even. I mean, it was in my late 20s when I got here. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm kind of old.
Oof. I've been on the air 32 years in Chicago, but not with the same station. That is unheard of what you have accomplished.
Yeah.
And Bertrand's right behind you. Hasn't he been here like 30-some?
I think
31?
No, I think he's 33.
He's
a
really?
Year over me, yeah.
And Orion's mentioned in the Old Testament.
Does Orion, exactly. He's double that, or, you know, quadruple that, and there's Orion.
I know.
It was just time.
It's weird when you hear Orion, like, during the President Kennedy assassination.
Right?
I was busy being one day old during that, and there he is.
Now, see,
reporting
I was,
on
what,
it.
Three, so, yeah.
Wow.
I was six
I heard
months
Orion.
Old.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. I'm going to do my best to make you change your mind beforehand.
I'm not doing the news. What are you going to fire me?
No, don't do the news. Do the news. Do the
I'm
news.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to come in here and just...
do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We can book her as a guest.
You will be booking me as a guest after I start my fabulous new life. Yeah. Look at Bill.
No, I don't think so.
I got to go do stand-up to be booked for you? I will. I will go do a night of stand-up just so you can
You'd
book me
like
on your
Mrs.
show.
You'd be like Mrs. Maisel.
I don't really know that show, but it sounds funny, and
that
I'm sure that
you.
Was a compliment.
That was a compliment, a huge compliment.
You think I can't do stand-up?
No, you'd be a great
stand-up. I'm doing it right now.
I know. I know.
Oh, you'll still be Judy Pyler.
Think about the next...
I might change my name, too.
Think about the very last time. You know, so you know what your last day is here at
yes.
WGN. It's December what?
The 21st.
All right, so think about that last sign-off
right.
as you're doing it and saying your
She'll
name
cry.
And going, this is my
I
last
might,
time.
I might choke.
You're
going to
cry.
Everyone's going to cry, Jude. It's going to be like that. My Heart Must Go On from Titanic.
I might play that on my last sign-off.
You should play that.
Yes, I'll have to maybe say a little bit more than...
Yeah.
That's
oh, there's
the
going to be crazy tributes. Oh, there's going to be retrospects
yeah, wow.
and tributes.
No, you know what? That's not how I'm going to walk out of here. I'm just going to walk out.
Guns a-blazing. You know, in action movies, when
you know
somebody...
what I really think of you? Oh, yeah.
You know, in action movies, when the hero is walking away and there's an explosion in the back, but they don't turn their back on it, they just
right.
keep walking from the explosion? That's what
that's
I see you doing
be,
on your last
and
day.
Then you'll
here.
Hear click, 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 her little boots walking
yeah.
away.
Yep.
Yeah. Bill, if you couldn't be in radio, if all of a sudden this went away, what would your next step be? I mean, you did stand-up, you did movies...
Yeah.
Because I don't have very much training other than radio, and I don't know what I'd do. I'd try and get a job being a graphic artist or something. I like to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. See, there you
or
go.
Or Trader Joe's. I love working at Trader Joe's.
You've mentioned that a few times, but you're not kidding. That
no,
would be
I really
legitimate,
would love to do it.
You would work there as a checkout person or what?
Well, you do like a bunch of things when you're there.
You stock. And
yeah,
you,
and yeah. you sometimes give samples.
I told Wendy she should work with Elvin from the Cosby Show. There should be like an all
celebrity
shift at Trader Joe's. The people you go, I know you from somewhere.
That would be hilarious.
That'd
I think
great.
I want to be a celebrity bartender.
Oh,
I'm going to do that
full time.
No, just I might just try my hand at it and
oh.
see how it goes.
Although celebrity, if you're not working here anymore, where does that go?
You know what? It'll take people a long time to know I'm gone. So I'm going to use that for
yeah,
a while.
You're right.
And. Well, really, when you think about it, I think I'll always be associated with WGN.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, right? So it's not...
Get in the Walk of Fame. That's not going away anytime
no,
soon.
No, exactly. I mean, so celebrity is such
I'm
a...
I'm going to jackhammer her name out of there and put mine in there.
I'm going to take that with me. I'm going to get going to bed tonight.
I think those names are already out, I think.
Are they? Where
I
are they?
I think so.
We don't know where they're going to be now because
right,
we moved
the
buildings.
Right, so they're probably in storage somewhere. I'm going to take mine with. How much can it weigh? A ton? Literally a ton? Yeah.
I don't think it weighs that much.
I don't want it. I want it out somewhere where everyone can see it.
Where people can enjoy it.
Yeah, so then when people are like, who are you? I'll tell you who I am. Go look down at Michigan Avenue.
Then you'll know.
Then
you have just done a tremendous job here at WGN. There should be a whole little retrospect put together.
I'm sure they're planning something.
What are some of the biggest stories you covered? I'm sure there have been so many, it's hard to even come up with some.
There have been. Let's see. Going all the way back. Well, you know, I covered Bob Collins' plane crash, which
yeah.
was horrible to cover. I finally, after like day five, I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep going out there and looking at the wreckage. And
this is the story that I heard. Tell me if this is true or not, that they knew that it was Bob that perished in the plane crash, but they didn't say it on the air right away because his family didn't know yet. Is that true?
I think that was true for just a little bit.
It was speculated because I was working at another radio station at the time, and people who heard it said, rumor going around is...
Because when we heard it, people here knew that's where he went after the show. They knew he went to go fly.
Oh.
So that was why. And it was area.
But you
was...
would say to yourself, but the odds of it being him are probably slim. There's plenty of other private pilots.
You know how sometimes you just know? Sometimes things have happened and you have a bad feeling. That's what happened here. And so it was, the rumors were rampant.
Oh.
And
Who was the one on the airwaves who was the one who gave the news for the first time that he had died in the plane crash?
Was it Spike?
I think it was Spike.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
I can't even remember because it would have been the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I just remember, oh my God, it was just ridiculous.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
And just something that you didn't believe because it's not very frequent. I know there was a small plane crash over the weekend or on Friday. It's not very common, but it's certainly not very common to have your, radio show morning host.
Who had just been on the air.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, everyone knew.
Yeah.
That was such a big story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So, yeah, that was one of them. I
2000.
Yeah.
Was the year.
Was that it?
I loved covering, I'll tell you, I've covered everything, literally everything.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing to cover are court cases.
Because why?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
And so, and it's funny how many people in this business are not good listeners.
Agreed.
And
what?
Why court cases, dude?
I don't know why, especially reporters. So I just felt like I always heard something other people didn't miss.
Yeah.
Or didn't hear her. You know, I would do, because a lot of times the news director would, you know, ask me about it and question me, really.
Right.
I'm like, no, that's what happened. That's what, you know, well, no one else is reporting that. Well, that's not my problem.
Yeah.
So I just always liked that part because, I mean, we all report the same thing. We're all, every, you know, the big news is always going to be the big news, but it was always those little things. And just as dumb as, you know, what Patty Blagojevich was wearing every day, because every day she seemed to be wearing something cool.
Yeah.
So, and I just, and, you know, many, many other kind of trials, but I just, I always enjoyed doing those.
That's, so when you cover a court case, you have to be, you're there beginning, middle, and end. You have to stay through the whole day's proceedings.
You, well, usually, and you kind of know, it depends who the witness is. Sometimes, you know, if it's not going to be a big witness, you don't have to go. But Blagojevich, pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
Other cases, murder cases, whatever, you know, if only when you know it's going to be something riveting, really.
Yeah.
But I, believe me, I have sat through my share of cases that where nothing happened.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Every day in and day out and day in and day out. And
sadly, you work in a city where there really haven't been any major court cases over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, especially no political ones.
Nothing. No,
my goodness.
That's too bad.
I mean, yeah, so many of them.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. And then just, I mean, you know, a lot of breaking news. Breaking news is always fun.
Yeah.
Because it's just so quick. And it's radio, and it's not, you know, this is what I always love about radio and not TV. I don't have to wait.
Yeah, right.
I don't have to gather. I'm doing it boom, 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 and then it's done.
Tell me somebody at another station who does not work at WGN, who you've not worked with, but you really admire their work. You think, oh, it's
I know exactly who she's going
who
to say.
No,
who would it be?
Never.
It's 12:52 in 2 seconds.
Who I don't know?
No, you could know them, but you just really admire his or her work, and you say, that's too bad they didn't work with us. It would have been nice to have them on our team, but they're on a different team.
Terry Hemmert. I love her.
Not really a news person, but yes, I love Terry Hemmert.
If it's Beatles news, she is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beatles.
That's interesting. I think I know there's kind of quite a few people. I don't want to just name out one.
You don't want to leave anybody out?
I'm trying to think.
Are they from radio or from TV?
As far as an anchor, I got it, you know, like, I'm not sure. I just forgot her name.
Jori Luloff.
No, you know what? I love Jori Luloff. Yes, I will put her there.
Me too.
I love Luloff. I love
and
her.
And then
too.
Second was Carol Marin. I just
Carol
so
Marin
good.
To
she's
me,
awesome.
She's really good.
Yeah, because nationally it would be like Jessica Savage. Who was tragically killed.
Why was she good?
I used to just
idolize
her. She
was fantastic.
She was.
Yeah.
I could do her. Do you want me to do a little?
You do an impression of?
I used to do it when I was younger.
Let me hear. All right, so this is Jessica Savage. Go ahead.
I'm Jessica Savage.
That's
in
excellent.
New York. More news later on this NBC station.
Wow.
I don't know anyone who does impressions.
No, you don't. So, yeah, locally, but there are so many people. Everyone I work with locally is great, really.
We're
great
very people, lucky. We work in a city where there are very few slouches, right?
This is a great. You know what's funny about this city, though? You don't usually go from radio to TV. Once in a while, but not very. Like
I'm trying
other,
to think of who has.
Other places you people.
TV to radio happens
radio,
a lot.
Radio, TV, whatever, yeah. But not here. It's not. It's weird.
Has anybody done a real good transition of radio to TV?
Yeah, there have been. Ben Bradley.
Oh,
I
yeah. Ben.
Right off the top of my head. And
yeah, Ben
the
worked
other
at
guy,
The Light for many years.
What?
Ben Bradley was a DJ at The Light.
Where was he on the air?
Well, actually, maybe he was CLTV.
Yeah, he was on radio.
He wasn't radio. You're right. It's right. The other one. He's NBC. Phil.
Phil? Just Phil?
Rogers.
Phil Rogers, yes. He came from radio.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure he was BBM. Maybe,
I don't know that.
You know
place.
What? Maybe I'll go to TV and be a TV anchor.
Oh, that would be nice.
So I could say, stay classy, Chicago.
Okay, first of all, that's not going to work. Second of all, isn't it hard to get an anchor chair? Reporter, maybe. You're a great reporter.
No, I'm a great anchor.
You're great both.
Yes, but I want to report now. I'm not going to go back on the street and report. those days are done.
Didn't she say she liked the court cases?
Yes, well, but I did them and I liked them and I'm done now. Now, my next thing is I just want to sit behind a microphone and talk.
Yeah.
Wait
a minute.
Like I'm doing.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. No, that's not even really what I want to do. Maybe.
I'm trying, in my head,
look
I'm
at me. I don't
think,
know. Maybe I
know.
I do. Maybe
anything
I don't.
Could happen. I'm trying to think of other people here who have done that, who have been radio people in the news and then transition to TV.
I'm shocked it's the other way.
I mean,
yeah, it's not. And I guess people who have agents will say they're like, it just doesn't happen here. This isn't one of the markets where that doesn't happen. I know.
That's strange.
Okay, so I will say my first love was always acting.
Yeah.
So I might.
Are you going to try that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
How hard is it? How hard is it to get a job in Hollywood, Bill?
It's not hard at all.
Do you want to tell her?
You just show up and you tell them you're ready and they put you in movies.
I will fly to Hollywood and get an interview just so I could say this, an audition.
Go on.
So when they say, so what have you been in? Yeah. I could say, well, I was Helen Keller in my senior year of high school.
Oh, they know that. They already have your resume in front of you.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
And I got nothing. But nothing,
nothing after
okay,
that.
Okay, you know, I lied because I do have 2 years of college where I did major in acting.
Oh, well, so you have that.
But Helen was my...
That was the pivotal role.
Yeah,
yeah, it was my big break.
Yeah.
It was my first role I ever tried for.
Yeah.
Right?
So when they say, who do you see yourself as in terms of roles, what would you tell them? Like, we've got scripts. We've got thousands of scripts. How do you fit into the script? What would you tell them?
I'm very funny.
Yeah. Tell them that.
I have a commanding voice.
Yes.
More for stage, but in case they needed
She commands. Trust me.
They wouldn't have to use microphones. I could just shout it out. God, I would love to be on a soap opera.
Yeah.
I was watching one the other day.
How fun would that be?
I can't believe General Hospital is still on.
I can't either. And Not All My Children.
That was
so much better.
That's upsetting.
I don't know why it was on, but flipping around, and it's like... I could even act on a soap opera.
Could you?
Yeah, they're not very good.
It's not that easy, Wendy.
Oh, yes, it is,
Judy. You have
to
have a background.
Don't make me talk like that or I'll get my gun.
Look away, Judy. In a huff.
It is just, it's the lamest thing.
Well,
it's a very specific kind of acting.
Right.
Soap opera acting is like
overboard.
Overacting.
Overacting, yes. Yeah. But that's probably not that easy. Some
you have
people
to always look like you're, like there's something happening and I'm not
sure
what it is.
Well, before Botox, I could arch my eyebrow like no one else.
Not
like
anymore,
Belushi?
Like Belushi, yes.
Yes. All right. Judy's got a couple more weeks with us. We will celebrate that when the time comes. Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
and
Judy.
If anyone... Has a
job opening.
I'm available.
Call us. All right, we'll close things off.
Call the Bill and Wendy show. They'll handle it from there.
That's going to be her sign off every week now.
Every day.
That's fine. All right, we'll be right back.
Well, that's all she wrote for today on the stream.
No more show for today. Tomorrow, of course.
Yes.
Back to normal, but nothing more today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thrilled that you spent some time with us. And we certainly invite you to join us again tomorrow. It should be a fun one. Thanks so much. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.